Chapter 3. Infancy, the Technician's Phase. My Uncle Sol had a skunk farm, but the skunks caught cold and died, and so my Uncle Sol imitated the skunks in a subtle manner. E.E. Cummings, Collected Poems. It is self-evident that businesses, like people, are supposed to grow, and with growth comes change. Unfortunately, most businesses are not run according to this principle. Instead, most businesses are operating according to what the owner wants as opposed to what the business needs. And what the technician who runs the company wants is not growth or change, but exactly the opposite. He wants a place to go to work, free to do what he wants, when he wants, free from the constraints of working for the boss. Unfortunately, what the technician wants dooms his business before it even begins. To understand why, let's take a look at the three phases of a business's growth: infancy, adolescence, and maturity. Understanding each phase and what goes on in the business owner's mind during each of them is critical to discovering why most small businesses don't thrive, and ensuring that yours does. The boss is dead, and you, the technician, are free at last. Finally, you can do your own thing in your own business. Hope runs high. The air is electric with possibilities. It's like being let out of school for the summer. Your newfound freedom is intoxicating. In the beginning, nothing is too much for your business to ask. As the technician, you're accustomed to paying your dues, so the hours devoted to the business during infancy are not spent grudgingly, but optimistically. There's work to be done, and that's what you're all about. After all, your middle name is work. Besides, you think, this work is for me. And so you work 10, 12, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week. Even when you're at home, you're at work. All your thoughts, all your feelings revolve around your new business. You can't get it out of your mind. You're consumed by it, totally invested in doing whatever is necessary to keep it alive. But now you're doing not only the work you know how to do, but the work you don't know how to do as well. You're not only making it, but you're also buying it, selling it, and shipping it. During infancy, you're a master juggler keeping all the balls in the air. It's easy to spot a business in infancy. The owner and the business are one and the same thing. If you removed the owner from an infancy business, there would be no business left. It would disappear. In infancy, you are the business. It's even named after you. Joe's Place, Tommy's Joint, Mary's Fine Foods, so the customer won't forget you're the boss. And soon, if you're lucky, all of the sweat, worry, and work begin to pay off. You're good. You work hard. The customers don't forget. They're coming back. They're sending in friends. Their friends have friends. And they're all talking about Joe, Tommy, and Mary. They're all talking about you. If you can believe what your customers are saying, there's never been anyone like Joe, Tom, and Mary. Joe, Tom, and Mary are just like old friends. They work hard for their money, and they do good work. Joe is the best barber I ever went to. Tommy is the best printer I ever used. Mary makes the best corned beef sandwich I ever ate. Your customers are crazy about you. They keep coming in droves. And you love it. But then it changes. Subtly at first, but gradually it becomes obvious. You're falling behind. There's more work to do than you can possibly get done. The customers are relentless. They want you. They need you. You've spoiled them for anyone else. You're working at breakneck speed. And then the inevitable happens. You, the master juggler, begin to drop some of the balls. It can't be helped. No matter how hard you try, you simply can't catch them all. Your enthusiasm for working with the customers wanes. Deliveries once early are now late. The product begins to show the wear and tear. Nothing seems to work the way it did at first. Joe's haircuts don't look the way they used to. I said short in the back, not on the sides. My name's not Fred, that's my brother, and I never had a crew cut. Glitches start showing up in Tommy's printing. Typos, ink smudges, wrong colors, wrong paper. I didn't order business cards, I ordered catalog covers. Pink? I said brown. Mary's best-tasting, biggest stack of corned beef in the world suddenly looks like pastrami. It is pastrami. Didn't you ask for pastrami? Another irritated voice calls out. Where's my pastrami sandwich? This is corned beef. And yet another. What are these garbanzo beans doing in my meatloaf? What do? You stretch. You work harder. You put in more time, more energy. If you put in 12 hours before, you now put in 14. If you put in 14 hours before, you now put in 16. If you put in 16 hours before, you now put in 20. But the balls keep dropping. All of a sudden, Joe, Tommy, and Mary wish their names weren't on the sign. All of a sudden, they want to hide. All of a sudden, you find yourself at the end of an unbelievably hectic week, late on a Saturday night, poring over the books, trying to make some sense out of the mess, thinking about all of the work you didn't get done this week and all of the work waiting for you next week, and you suddenly realize it simply isn't going to get done. There's simply no way in the world you can do all that work yourself. In a flash, you realize that your business has become the boss you thought you left behind. There's no getting rid of the boss. Infancy ends when the owner realizes that the business cannot continue to run the way it has been, that in order for it to survive, it will have to change. When that happens, when the reality sinks in, most business failures occur. When that happens, most of the technicians lock their doors behind them and walk away. The rest go on to adolescence.